The 15th perek is called Kli Eitz, and it talks about the Pshute Kli Eitz, Pshute Kli Or, Pshute Kli Etzem Zchuchit, and the other dinim of these things. The question of what's the din of Asuyim Lenachas, which is something that is made not to be moved. Remember, we had all of the things that are compared to Sak are only going to be Tame if they're movable. And then we talk about the difference between the same type of Kli that's used in a professional context and a non-professional context, even to the difference between a normal musician's violin and the violins that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, and what would be the difference between them. People that do boxing, I think we did this also, Benny. I think you're really killing me here. I'm pretty sure we just did this too, but all right, fine. So we talk about Kli Eitz. The din over there is on all of them. Eitz, Or, Etzem, Zechuchis, the din are, they all need to have a clay kibul. That's the main din that applies to all of them. And furthermore, if you fix them, they will not be chozum l'tumah yishana. You can fix them for the future, but they remain tahar and can only pick up tumah from this point on. Now, there are times where things that can be held have a base kibul, but they're a base kibul that are not movable. So we talked about these very large things. We just had this, of course, in Erevin as well. And when we were measuring the shiurim of things, so the Bor Svina Alexandrit, even though they have Shulayim, when we were talking about the Yam Shel Shlomo, we related this, something that holds Arba'im Sa'abalach, which is Kurayim B'Yavesh, is considered to be Torah, and that was where we learned the stira between the Psukim, which had one of the descriptions of the Yam Shel Shlomo holding 3,000 bat, and one holding 2,000 bat, and that was the idea of the additional parts that could be stacked up on top. That's why we have our boim sa'abalach, the equivalent of 60 or 2 kor in yavesh. That's too big to be considered to be tame, because it's not metal tamale v'rekam the way that kash is. The question is, if something was designed to be moved, even though it's very big, so Rabbi Meir says they could still become tame. It's only those particular things that are meant not to be moved. Now we're talking about things. We give examples of that, and things that are meant to be moved, but in a ship, sort of moved around in a ship, in a stagecoach, and so on. The difference, it turned out, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda was only an areva of a balabayit. I'm telling you, I did this with you. So the question over there is that if it's not meant specifically for that, is it considered to be asuyin lenachat? We talked about the different types of things. Benny, we did this. We talk about the things that have a tsuras kli, even though technically speaking, they're not kalim, they're flat. So something that has a tsuras kli, sometimes it can have a tsuras kli only because of the way that it's painted. And it looks like one of these kind of things that you pick up in a store that sells pans for baking pizza in and so on. If it looks like that, the Rabbanan were also gozer. And then we talked about a baker's shelf, the difference between a baker's shelf that's on the wall and a normal householder shelf. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, the Chachamim say it's tummy over there, even though it's attached to the wall. That's because of the way that it's used by the baker. Same thing is true of a flat board of a baker. That can be, a baker could become tameh, and because of that, it has the tsuras hakli, because it's always used as if it's an areva. A householder's is not, unless you put a rima on it, and other things similar to those differences you can figure out on your own. If you use a mesh, a screen that's made out of hair, animal hair. So again, the balabayas screen is considered to be tahar, because when you take out the inner part, it's not meant to be replaceable the way a professional is. A professional fills up 100 times a day. He's got a million replacements for it. He washes out the old ones. Therefore, when you take out the mesh screen, I'm sure you've seen these, right, where you put in a new screen and you put a clamp around the outside and now it's all clean. So a lot of sifters are made like this. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you've got the plastic around the outside. The mesh fits on around the outside, and it can be removed. So when you remove it, If it's Balei Batim, it's tar, because it's no longer a kli. But if it's professional, it's considered to be a kli. Okay, things that are used as loops, they're only tamei when they're attached to the kli, and there are other loops that do not become tamei even when they're attached to the kli. They're often removed from the kli, because you don't like them to get in the way, like sifters and sieves and things like that. The Chachamim consider all loops, they argue with Rabbi Meir, all loops are not part of a kli unless they're used for, we talked about this, Benny, remember, unless they're used, let's say, for a back scratcher, so then you can use it to hold your hand in tight. Tell me this doesn't sound familiar. You took a shower that night. You didn't remember the Mishnah. Of course you remember the Mishnah, that, right? So anything that is used b'sha'at melacha, you've got this fixed smile on your face, Benny. I see that you're not facing up to the problem here. Why is your smile so fixed? Anyway, the klal being that anything that is usable b'sha'at melacha is certainly going to be tamei. Anything that is in Tekron Chachamim is not. Then we talked about the type of scoops that are used in a way that doesn't have a side and thing to it, and usually things blow out of it. If it's used in such a way that it can hold everything to take it, let's say, to the wine press, if it's a goren, it's tummy. The general rule over here is, which is important, if it's something that is meant to hold things, then it's tummy. If it's something that just gathers things together temporarily to dump them somewhere, so it's basically a broom, it's just a glorified broom, then it's tar, because it really isn't meant for holding at all. That would be the klal. Then we spoke about the differences between musicians who will often use, as silly as it sounds, if they were going around boxing, then what they will do is they'll take the money that people throw at them and they'll put it inside of the hole of the instrument, if it's a guitar or a lute. And because of that, it's makabel tuma, because it's considered to be a base kibbutz. Masha Inken, the Levim, obviously in the Beis HaMikdash, professionals would never do something like that. And then we speak about the dinim of the Sifrei Kodesh. Remember, because once we're making differences between things in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, and other things, so normally a Sefer Torah is mitame es hayadayim, but things in the Beis HaMikdash, which you would never store food next to them, and that was the base of the Gezerah, are not able to be mitame es hayadayim. And then we spoke about these other, all kinds of interesting musical instruments normally would not be mekabel tuma, unless they are things that were also used for sitting on or putting things in. And then we talked about different kind of traps. If it holds the thing that it traps, or it has a tsuras kli, so then it's considered to be tame. But let's say a mouse trap gets flat, basically. That doesn't have a tsuras kli, and anything like that, even though it does a job, is tahar.